Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ning Ninem Hangsing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that it pains his heart when there are attempts to spread violence in society. Speaking at the Christmas celebrations hosted by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India in New Delhi, Mr. Modi cited Germany's Christmas market attack just a few days ago. He urged people to come together to fight against these challenges.
Teachings of Lord Christ celebrate love, harmony and brotherhood. It is important that we all work to make the spirit stronger. But it pains my heart when there are attempts to spread violence and cause disruption in society.
Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that India prioritizes both national interest and human interest in its foreign policy. He said today's India sees it as its duty to bring its citizens to safety no matter where they are or what crisis they face. Mr. Modi said the teachings of Lord Christ celebrate love, harmony and brotherhood. He said it is important that all work to make the spirit stronger. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also interacted with key leaders from the Christian community, including cardinals, bishops and prominent lay leaders of the church. The Prime Minister said, "It is a moment of pride that Pope Francis has made George Kuvakat a cardinal of the Holy Roman Catholic Church." President Draupadi Murmu has said that the increasing use of technology in the medical field has made collaboration between medical and engineering institutions extremely important. The President was addressing the sixth convocation of Vardhaman Mahavir Medical College and Safdarjung Hospital in New Delhi yesterday.
Medical ke chhetra mein technology ke badhte upayog ne medical aur engineering sansthanon ke beech sahyog ko atyant mahatvapurna bana diya gaya hai. Artificial intelligence, mRNA technology, robotics, 3D bioprinting में हो रहे प्रयोग चिकित्सा के क्षेत्र में बहुत बड़े परिवर्तन लाने वाला है और इनमें इंजीनियरिंग और टेक्नोलॉजी की अहम भूमिका है.
She said interdisciplinary knowledge sharing would be in everyone's interest. President Murmu added that the medical profession is not just a means of livelihood. It is a profession that brings with it the sacred responsibility of reducing people's suffering and contributing to the well-being of society. The Ministry of Defence has said that Swarnim Bharat Virasat or Vikas will be the theme of Tableau for Republic Day 2025. It added that 15 states and union territories have been selected to showcase their Tableau on the Kartavya Path during the parade. Only Tripura among the Northeast made it to the selected list. In addition, 11 ministries and the Department of Union Government have also been selected. The ministry said the selected Tableau would showcase India's diverse strengths and its constantly evolving cultural inclusiveness, marching into a glorious future, showcasing Swarnim Bharat, Virasat or Vikas to the world audience. All states and UTs, irrespective of their selection for Kartavya Path, are invited to display their tableau during Bharat Parv in Red Fort from 26 to 31st of January. The Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, has unveiled a new posting policy. CISF Inspector General Dr. K.C. Samanta Rai said, for the first time, choice-based posting has been introduced, wherein each personnel will have the opportunity to list 10 preferred locations. He said personnel retiring within 2 years will be given a posting out of 3 choices and they will be given first priority. Dr. Samanta Rai highlighted that the new policy will impact over 98% of the force. Nagaland will participate at the 37th Senior National Tug of War Championships scheduled for January 5 to 8, 2025 in Mumbai. The event is being organized by the Tug of War Federation of India affiliated with the Tug of War International Federation. The state's team of 10 men will compete in the men's senior catchweight category at the championship. The players were selected following a trial conducted during the recent Nagaland Tribal Tug of War competition organized by the Tribal Affairs Department. Indian Meteorological Department has forecasted very likely ground frost at isolated pockets in Nagaland, Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya. It also predicts shallow to moderate fog at isolated pockets over all northeastern states. According to IMD, dry weather is very likely to continue over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, with no significant change in minimum temperature. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.